Good morning. The Hebrew Bible lesson this morning is from Isaiah 64, 1 through 9. That's on page 652 in your Bible in the pew. And the large print Bible, it's on page 849. Hear the word of the Lord. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God beside you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you are angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider we are all your people. The word of God for the people of God. The responsive psalm reading is Psalm 80, and that's page 801, 802 in your hymnal. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth in the presence of Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us the scorn of our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river. Why then have you broken down its walls so that all who pass along the way pluck its fruit? The boar from the forest ravages it, and all that move in the field feed on it. Turn again, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine and stock which your right hand planted. They have burned it with fire. They have cut it down. May they perish at the rebuke of your countenance. And let your hand be upon those of your right hand, the ones whom you have made strong for yourself. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved.
Our epistle reading this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. It can be found on page 155 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible, or on page 201 if you're using the larger print edition. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
May I ask you to take the opportunity to rise on your feet as you are able for the reading of the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark. Mark chapter 13, verses 24 through 37. If you're looking at your pew Bible, you'll find this passage on page 47. And in the large print edition, it's on page 61. This is Jesus speaking to his apostles. But in those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see that these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. My friends, we are people of the Christ candle. As you look up to the Lord's table in the front of our sanctuary, you will see two Christ candles. The one that is burning is the one that was first lighted last Christmas Eve in 2013. And the other one, unlit, in the center of our Advent wreath, will be lighted on this coming Christmas Eve in 2014. You see, we are people of the Christ candle. We are people of the already and not yet. We are people of the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament of Jesus Christ. We are people of Advent, waiting expectantly for Christmas and for the second coming of Jesus. We are people at the end of one cycle and at the beginning of another cycle. Last Sunday was Christ the King Sunday, the end of the liturgical calendar and the lectionary cycle. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of a brand new church year and the start of lectionary cycle B. At the start of this new liturgical year, we can begin again to recommit ourselves to our walk with Jesus. Happy New Year. Each of today's Bible readings is the product of that specific time and place. Yet each of these readings speaks in words and language that capture our own feelings, our own understandings of today. Isaiah spoke of God's faithfulness hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus of Nazareth. Isaiah also spoke eloquently about the sinful nature of all human beings then and now. This prophet spoke for his people in their lostness, in their longing to have God show the divine self in graphic and miraculous form. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God beside you who works for those who wait for him. Have you ever felt abandoned by God, alone and adrift? Have you ever prayed that God would show up right here and right now and start putting things right in this world? I know I have. But Isaiah reminds his people, and he reminds us, that God is always in charge and that God always loves us. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. Psalm 80, also written long before Jesus came upon the earth, echoes sentiments that may be within your heart this very day. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. But let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord, God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. Today, after several months of reading from the Gospel of Matthew, we shifted, as you probably noticed, to the Gospel of Mark. But in the writings of Mark, Jesus speaks in words that are familiar. Jesus warns us to be ready for his return at the end of earthly time. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. During Advent, we often talk about expectant waiting. Waiting for the Christ child to be born. Waiting for the second coming of Christ back to the earth. But Jesus reminds us that this expectant waiting is also a critical time of preparation and action. It's like a man going on a journey, he said, when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Each of us has his or her own work to do, his or her own ministry, his or her own calling to follow in the footsteps of our Savior, Jesus Christ. By no means is this simply idle waiting. Each of us is called to his or her assigned tasks as disciples of Christ. As difficult as this may sound to us, we can find comfort and encouragement from Paul, who was the spiritual and temporal bridge between the time that Jesus walked the earth and the time of waiting and preparation for Jesus' ultimate return after his resurrection and ascension into glory. I want you to hear these words as a direct message for you. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in Him, in speech and knowledge of every kind. Just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By Him you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, we are people of the Christ candle. We are people at the end of one cycle and at the beginning of another cycle. We are people of the already and not yet. We are people of the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament of Jesus Christ. We are people of Advent, waiting and preparing expectantly and actively for Christmas and for the second coming. Beware, keep alert, and know that the love of Jesus Christ is always burning within your heart. Amen.